This is Pastor Bo bringing you another News in Focus. This one is entitled, Congress is Astonished by Military Smear of Christians. This was published on WND.com 2 days ago. Members of Congress have expressed astonishment that the U.S. Army Reserve would use a training brief that slams Catholics, evangelical Christians, and others, and are demanding the practice come to a halt now. Our nation needs to have an honest conversation about religious extremism and what we can do to avoid religious violence. However, labeling these major world religions as extremist is wrong and hurtful, said a letter by Representative Doug Lamborn, a Republican from Colorado, that was signed by dozens of other members. It was addressed to Army Secretary John McHugh at the Pentagon. We call on you to rescind this briefing and set the record straight on the Army's view on these faith groups by providing a balanced briefing on religious extremism. The letter was prompted by reports that soldiers were taught that evangelical Christians are an extremist threat to America, along with groups such as Muslim Brotherhood, KKK, Nation of Islam, Al-Qaeda, and Hamas. Men and women of faith who have served the Army faithfully for centuries shouldn't be likened to those who have regularly threatened the peace and security of the U.S. You know, that is a great statement. Here we are thinking, what should we say about this? So that is just really a great statement. It's a great statement. It is dishonorable for any U.S. military entity to allow this type of wrong-headed characterization. It also appears that some military entities are using definitions of hate and extreme from the list of anti-Christian political organization that violates the political stance appropriate for the military. The U.S. Army Reserve Equal Opportunity Training Brief given at the Army Reserve Unit in Pennsylvania was titled Extremism and Extremist Organizations. Material mentions neo-Nazis, KKK, and other white supremacist organizations. Pictures are shown in various slides of people in Klan attire and Nazi flags. The significance of gang tattoos, racist acronyms, and numbers also was discussed. While the material on gangs and racist organizations is similar to what one might receive from a local police briefing on gang issues after teaching on neo-Nazis in the military, such as Timothy McVeigh, the material makes a remarkable link. A slide titled Religious Extremism lists multiple organizations such as Muslim Brotherhood and the Christian Identity Movement as examples of extremist groups. However, the first group on the list is Evangelical Christianity. Catholicism and Ultra-Orthodox Judaism are also on the list. The letter said the members of Congress were concerned to learn of the briefing. This is astonishing and offensive, and we urge you to immediately rescind this briefing. Okay, well, let's stop right there. And there's a picture of the slide on the link. I will agree that whoever made this slideshow is an idiot. I totally understand that they had no discretion, no mentorship, no supervision. And I can tell you, being a chaplain in the Army Reserve, this may have occurred by a full-time reservist. That is, someone who is on orders to be full-time in the reserves. Or it might be what is known as an active guard reserve soldier who is in the reserves on the books, but they are also part of the AGR program, meaning they are full-time Army. So, I can see how this can happen. Part-time first sergeant says to full-time sergeant, full-time staff sergeant, get together a briefing on EO, equal opportunity, and let's focus especially on religious extremism or hate groups. Now, of course, we're seeing this. We've already seen it from Lieutenant Colonel in an email to subordinates over in Fort Campbell. So this is not new, but this does predate that situation. I just wanted to point out, the truth is, that this is unfortunate. But I refuse to be the typical Huffington Postite out there, the blogosphere, crazy, that starts using profanity through Twitter and other nonsense and just doing YouTube videos on how wicked whoever it is that made this slideshow is, because I promise you they already know about their problem. They already know it. They already know it was a mistake. Maybe it was a homosexual who he typically calls the evangelical Christians hateful. Maybe it was someone who is an atheist who also calls people like us intolerant. I don't know. It doesn't make much difference to me. All I know is that it is obviously not on an official reservist slide. You can see that it's PowerPoint template. It has a picture of the slide. It's the third or fourth time I've seen it. I just want to make sure we're being level-headed, and I don't think we need to say that this is an immediate threat. I am grateful that a congressman is saying rescind it, but there's really nothing to rescind. This isn't an Army Reserve official slideshow. They could rescind it, so to speak, and issue an apology at the unit level, which I'm not sure what it is. I know it's probably not a one-star command. It's probably not commanded by a colonel. These units are pepper the countryside, and we're glad that they do. We praise God for every reservist, theist or atheist, straight or, I'm even going to say it, we thank God for every American of every orientation who is at least preserving our rights and doing it in a way that is pro-American. We wish that they were all saved, and we wish that they were all converted, and we wish that they were all happily married to women, or in the woman's case, happily married to men. Be that as it may, I just don't want our Christian listeners to start Facebooking and Twittering and going nuts on their blogs about how, see, the world hates Christians. We already know they do. Just try to remember that this is no different than you saying something on a blog or on a podcast, and because you are in an office, you work for a governor or whatever, someone says, oh, see, that's the official stand of that governor's office. Not necessarily. So don't run for the hills crying that the sky is falling. Please don't. Scripture says in Hebrews 13, verse 6, we may boldly say the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do to me. Pastor Sean did a great job preaching on that yesterday morning. We should not be running for the hills, screaming, thinking that the world hates our guts. We already know they hate Jesus. And we're going to keep on praying that the gospel changes hearts. You email me and call me a post-mill, a-mill guy if you want to. I don't give a rip. I just believe that the scriptures still cannot be broken, and that the word of God is like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces, Jeremiah says. I believe the word of God changes hearts, and history attests to the fact that it even can change civilizations. So if you think I'm out to lunch, you go jump in a lake and understand that I'm not giving up on America or the army. I have way too much faith in the gospel to change hearts, and I have way too much faith in changed hearts to give up on America. If that's what you've decided to do, please don't run for office. Please don't tell your kids how sorry you are. Please don't tell them how faithless you are. Please don't spread your disease of faithlessness. Go and confess it to God as sin. Preach the gospel. Pray that America repents. Keep on praying. And oh, by the way, email your representative and thank them for getting on the Secretary of the Army's case for this briefing. But certainly he should accept responsibility. All leaders should accept responsibility for what happens below them. So I'm trying to keep in tension here, both of these things of, hey, good job, guys, stay on the Army Reserve's back, and stay on the Army Reserve's back, and let's remember there are other issues out there as well, other issues. So if your representative is John Fleming, Robert Pittenger, Scott Garrett, Alan Nunnally, Tim Huelskamp, Trent Franks, Walter Jones, Vicky Hartzler, Jack Kingston, Steve King, Gus Bilirakis, Vern Buchanan, Tim Wahlberg, Michelle Bachman, Bill Nuzinga, Mike Kelly, Duncan Hunter, Dan Lipinski, Lynn Jenkins, Ron DeSantis, Randy Weber, Lynn Westmoreland, Jason Chaffetz, Andy Crenshaw, Stephen Palazzo, Marsha Blackburn, Bill Posey, James Lankford, Patrick McHenry, Stephen Fincher, Doug LaMalfa, Michael Burgess, Paul Brown, Frank Wolf, Michael Conaway, Jeff Duncan, Dan Benishek, Virginia Fox, Steve Stockman, Ken Calvert, and Jeff Miller. You can call them and say thanks. Say thanks. We have a lot of people here who are doing right, and we should tell them, hey, your job is secure for one more day. This is Pastor Bill. Thanks for listening, and have a good day.